Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're diving deep into the challenging yet rewarding topics. That's right, we're talking about progress under pressure. Let's get into it. In life, pressure is unavoidable. Deadlines loom, expectations rise, and the weight of responsibility can feel overwhelming. Yet, some individuals don't just survive, but they thrive under pressure, and they excel very well. So, what is their secret? Progress under pressure. We're going to unpack that today, and we're going to get real and raw about turning stress into strength, fear into focus, and obstacles into opportunities through real-world insight and practical strategies to equip you with doing your best when it matters the most. Whether you're an entrepreneur, athlete, leader, or student, you'll discover how to harness pressure as fuel for growth and success. So by the end of this podcast today, you won't just cope with high stressful situations, you'll master them. So let's go ahead and get into that. Are you ready to unlock your full potential under pressure? One of the biggest strategies is turning pressure, that stress, into strength and just growth. Pressure is often seen as the enemy of success, something to avoid, minimize, or escape. But what if we've been looking at it the wrong way? What if pressure isn't a roadblock, but a powerful force for transformation? You know, throughout history, the most remarkable individuals, athletes, entrepreneurs, leaders, and innovators have shared one common trait: the ability to thrive under pressure. They don't crumble when the stakes are high. They rise, they adapt, and they perform at their best. The difference isn't talent alone. It's all about the mindset, strategy, and the ability to turn stress into strength. So let's focus on that. How to harness that pressure as fuel for growth and development, and understand the different techniques, just how to, you know, reframe the pressure, you know, how you're looking at that, the performance rather than the source of fear, how to develop resilience and mental toughness. That's critical in any situation, and stay focused, confident, and decisive when everything is on the line. You have to stay calm, cool, and collected, and keep your head in the game. I think that's one of my greatest strengths, is that sometimes under pressure, some people, you know, they may freak out, or it just may overwhelm them, or they may have the highest level of anxiety. But for some reason, I tend to be very calm and collected and focused. My energy get even more focused, and when the pressure is over and, you know, I'm past that, I'm like, wow, I can't believe I pulled that off. And it's kind of like I'm in the zone. I don't really understand, you know, what's going on around me. I'm just pretty much focused on what I need to tackle under that immense pressure. And I mean, honestly, I think that's one of my greatest strengths, just being very calm, cool, and collected. Because I think you get more, my strong beliefs is that you can accomplish more with a clear head and with a calm spirit and demeanor. So that's key. And it's gotten me through a lot of things that I'm so proud of. So you have to keep your head in the game. And it's also like a fighter. If you're like a boxer and you're like out there with your emotions, like, you're going to lose that fight. But some people use those emotions to, you know, win the fight. But my ultimate opinion is that you have to have a sound head, and you can't let other people and situations throw you off track when you're under that pressure. You have to be focused, and you have to have your head in the game, and you have to be very calm, because anything could just make the situation worse if you're not reacting properly. So keep your head in the game, stay focused, stay confident, stay decisive when everything is on the line. And you have to be resilient at transforming your setbacks and failures into opportunities for growth. Like, how are you going to grow from those situations and build habits that make you unshakable in the face of challenges? So whether you're, you know, an ambitious professional, a high achieving athlete, an entrepreneur, or someone that's just looking to take control of life's challenges. So this, hopefully today, that you'll have the tools to be equipped with the mindset and methods to not just survive, but to thrive when it matters the most. Life throws us curveballs. We face deadlines, unexpected challenges, and situations that pretty much demand our immediate attention. These pressures can be overwhelming, leaving us feeling stressed, anxious, and unsure of how to move forward. However, pressure can also be a powerful catalyst for growth and achievement. So understanding pressure, identifying sources of pressure, recognizing the source of pressure in your life, work deadlines, personal commitment, and society expectations. So there's a difference between healthy and unhealthy pressure. So let's unpack that. Healthy pressure can motivate and inspire, while unhealthy pressure can lead to burnout and overwhelming. So that is critical because I believe some people don't realize what type of pressure they're on in life or their professional life. So healthy and unhealthy pressure, it is a big difference. So remember, healthy pressure inspire and motivate, while unhealthy pressure can lead to burnout and feeling overwhelmed. So one of the things that you want to do, most importantly, it's so imperative for you to develop resilience under pressure. Mindfulness and stress management. Practicing mindfulness techniques such as meditation, deep breathing, and yoga to manage stress and anxiety. That is a good one. And breaking down large tasks. Break down large tasks, overwhelming tasks, into smaller, more manageable steps. Prioritize time management. Develop effective time management strategies to prioritize tasks and avoid feeling overwhelmed. And here are a few strategies to thrive under pressure. Focus on solutions. Be solutions oriented instead of dwelling on the problems. Focus on finding solutions and taking actions and embracing challenges. View challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. And learn from setbacks. Learn from your mistakes and use setbacks as stepping stones for future success. And understand that you have to prioritize your self-care. Make time for self-care activities that could just make you feel more empowered and recharge. And most importantly, this helps you reduce stress. And practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself during times of stress. You definitely need that. And just acknowledge and appreciate your efforts, even when you don't achieve perfection. And making progress under pressure, it's a skill that can be developed by cultivating resilience, developing effective coping mechanisms, and prioritizing self-care. You can navigate challenging situations with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. So you have to have that level of mindfulness, and you have to use strategies and be solution oriented and use your critical thinking. So I know we covered a lot, but remember that there is so much going on in the world, and you know, just in life in general, you can feel pressure from family, friends, your circle, work. There's so many different levels of pressure. So I want to unpack, just, you know, reiterate the best thing, the essentials to survive and thrive under pressure. So remember, it's imperative to reframe the pressure. Instead of seeing pressure as a threat, kind of view it as a challenge. Your mindset definitely shapes your responses, and stress can be a motivator if you interpret it as an opportunity to grow rather than something to fear. And work on your breathing techniques and stay present. Under pressure, your body reacts with stress responses. So deep breathing, like, you know, the 4-7-8 technique, and also mindfulness techniques help calm your nervous system, and it keeps you focused and composed. That's so critical. And prioritize and take action, and just make sure that what you're doing is that you're taking those manageable steps that's critical, and focus on what you can control. And that helps prevent you from feeling overwhelmed and burned out. And it also helps you build momentum and also leverage your routine. So pressure is easy to handle when you're prepared. So develop habits, routines, and plan so that when challenges arise, you can rely on muscle memory and just experience, like, rather than panic, you know, and stay positive. And whatever you need to do to create that positive environment, you can use positive self-talk, visualize your success, lean on mentors, colleagues, or friends, or anyone in your circle that's encouraging you. A strong mindset and a really great support system can turn pressure into progress. And really, that's what it's all about in life, because no matter what stage you're at in life, pressures don't go away. They're gonna be there. I don't care if you're like rich, wealthy, whatever, whatever level of success you get to, there's gonna always be pressure. So remember that. Don't think the pressure will stop. I mean, remember we talked about good, healthy pressure and bad pressure. So understand that. That's so critical in life. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the challenge or the situation is, understand that it's not permanent, and hard times or whatever that pressure you're under, it doesn't necessarily last always. It's sort of like it comes and goes in waves as life. Like, you know, you're under that pressure and then you perform well and then you feel a sense of relief. However, further in life, you may get into something else or take on a new project and the pressure may feel like it's there. And you may feel like the odds are stacked up against you. But like I said, take a deep breath, work on your breathing techniques, work on your composure, and work on your resources to tackle those things and figure out how you're going to deal with that pressure so that when it does arrive, you're more composed because you have the necessary resources and tools to thrive under pressure. Always remember, pressure is not the enemy. It is the force that forges resilience, sharpens focus, and fuels greatness. The difference between those who crumble and those who thrive under pressure isn't luck or talent. It's the mindset and preparation and action. So we have focused on how to reframe that pressure, develop mental toughness, and just use high-stakes situations as a catalyst for growth. So we've unpacked staying composed, making clear decisions, and turning setbacks into opportunities. Now it's time to put these lessons into practice and understand that challenges won't stop coming, and neither will the pressures of life, work, and a mission. But you are now equipped with the tools to rise above them. Instead of fearing pressure, you'll embrace it. Instead of avoiding challenges, you'll seek them. Growth happens at the edge of discomfort. And the more you push through, the stronger you become. So the next time you feel the weight of pressure, remember, this is your moment. This is your opportunity to prove to yourself and the world that you don't just survive under pressure, you thrive. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to thrive. Now go out and own it and be the best version of yourself. So when pressure comes, which it often does in life, get ready to embrace yourself, keep your composure, and just take on that new challenge and opportunity with great ease, and know that you got this. It is your time to not just survive, but to thrive. So let's do it. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, never fold under pressure. Keep shining bright, you beautiful souls. And I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.